inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Imported currant worms, root maggots, aphids, and even slugs have been reported in Juneau Gardens so far this season. And joining us on the line for our annual pest control edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So let's start with slugs. I'm kind of surprised. It's been kind of dry lately. There's been some slugs out and about?
They are, considering I suspect, I don't know about you, but at least I've been watering potted plants and stuff. And certainly underneath those, underneath the pots, I'm finding the odd slug here and there. And they're out there just waiting for more comfortable surroundings. But they're moving around, certainly as we speak, no doubt, since it's still kind of cloudy, and they like the moisture. So beware, feel free, keep use slug bait. I've been squishing the few that I find along the way. And but right now, the more important pest is the imported European currant worm. Particularly on gooseberries are their favorites, then red currants, and then black currants are not much of a favorite on those. But people see them. I just noticed them Saturday, the first ones, tiny ones, and you'll see the leaves have been skeletonized, essentially. They eat out all the tender parts and leave the veins of the leaves behind. And these are little, to start with, very tiny, green caterpillars with a little bit of black head. As they'll get up to be about a half, 5/8 of an inch long before they finish their first part of life cycle, drop off the plant, and then they'll pupate in the ground. Now, if the warm weather continues, we may get a second crop of them maturing and then coming out again in about 3 weeks to a month. So folks will have to be watchful for those.
So what do we do to get rid of them, the soapy water trick?
It really works well. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have very many, you can actually just get out there the good old two-finger squish method. That's quite organic and satisfying. You know you've got them. But plain soap water, liquid soap, take about a teaspoon to a quart, or a little over a tablespoon in a gallon of water if you've got particularly a larger bush or multiple bushes to spray. And you need to ideally get underneath the leaves, you know, spray up from underneath if you can. And if you see them, of course, spray them directly, and that will usually kill them. The soap essentially desiccates them, dries them out, they fall off, and they die. But then you should also come back a couple days later and do it again. And which is what I've been doing here. And I'll probably be doing this for the next few days to a week as more of them emerge. And these things are temperature dependent when they emerge, so that in place where, say, downtown or in the lower valley where it's warmer, they come out first, and then upper end of the valley where it's cooler will be a little later. So there can be a fair spread of timing for when they come out. But just keep at them and squish them and spray them, and you'll get more and better berries.
And the soapy water will work on the aphids too, won't it?
It will, yeah. So if folks have plants, whether it be in the greenhouse, like peppers, which are an aphid magnet, or outdoors, they may be seeing aphids on, fancy roses, on lettuce, and other plants. Those plants can be a little tender. So if you've got a lot of aphids, you want to be careful when you spray just one plant and see how it reacts, because it can actually damage the plant. But again, the one thing that you can do too, you can spray it and wait maybe an hour and then rinse it off with just plain water too, if you're concerned. And this works on houseplants too, if you've got aphids on houseplants.
And what do we do about the root maggots?
Root maggots is a prevention. There we have to, if we see that we have wilting cabbage, cauliflower, radishes, that sort of thing. Once we have them, there isn't too much we can do other than pull out the offending plants and dig up a little bit of soil right around the base, around the roots, and bag it, get rid of that in the garbage. But to prevent it, using the horticultural fabric, Rime is a brand name of it, and put that, cover the plants immediately when you plant them. And this includes planting seeds of radishes or turnips or rutabagas. And then that way the light, the air, even rainfall, or if you're watering, can go through that. But it prevents the adult flies from getting to the base of the plants to lay their eggs.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
Okay, more pests to come, Matt.
All right. Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO. Thursday morning feature during the spring, summer, and early fall. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Pulling weeds and picking stones.